From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 16th. Hey Iris, June 16th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Healthy Mom Club, ChatGPT has never been in a kitchen. I've been creating and testing recipes for years. At this point, I've tested thousands of recipes. Through trial and error, I have learned the secrets to creating the best-tasting plant-based recipes without having to use meat or dairy. If you don't know much about my background, I started my career as a holistic health coach and nutritionist, helping women lose weight, feel good in their skin, improve their health, and so on. I started sharing recipes on social media to simply help my clients with meal ideas. Fast forward years later, I'm now the founder of Healthy Girl Kitchen and have 12 plus million followers across social platforms. Crazy! Over the last few years, I have written 2 NYT best-selling cookbooks, Healthy Girl Kitchen and Life-Changing Salads. Many of the recipes in my books have been tested 4, 5 or more times. A lot of love and time went into them. Beyond that, my further credentials are that I am a toddler mum to a 3-year-old and have been cooking and eating a plant-based diet for over a decade. As soon as I made the transition all those years ago at age 18 to a healthier lifestyle, I knew I wanted to help others do the same. As a food blogger, one of the scariest trends we are seeing right now in the digital age of AI is the way consumers are relying more and more on AI bots like ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude for recipes. Users are asking AIs to generate recipes for them, but also to answer basic recipe questions, come up with recipe ideas, and the like. I feel really passionate about raising awareness and warning users about the dangers of using AI for recipe development. No one wants to spend precious time and money on a recipe just for it to fail. 9 times out of 10, a recipe that comes from an AI is going to be a fail. Here's why. It is impossible to program taste buds, real life experience, and learned hand skill into an AI platform. Food bloggers, on the other hand, have devoted their whole lives and careers to developing beautiful recipes from scratch that are tested, tasted, and loved by many. AI platforms might be using recipes from multiple food blogs, combining them, and calling it a recipe, but that recipe has never been made before. Following a recipe from ChatGPT is essentially winging it. So the problem is, while the recipes you get from chat might feel convenient and customized to your needs, they're made up, and AIs have no way of knowing if the recipe will actually work. Instead of relying on AI to do something that's actually already been created for you, with human taste buds in mind, look to your favorite food blogs for recipes and cooking resources. There are thousands of incredible blogs out there with recipes for everything you can think of. I suggest finding a few go-to blogs you love and can come back to again and again for recipe ideas, questions, etc. And don't forget, there are real people behind those websites that are happy to help. Have a question about a recipe? Leave a comment or email us. We are always more than happy to help answer your questions about a recipe. Think through some meal ideas for you and your family, or anything of the like. Food bloggers rely on their blogs and cookbooks as a primary source of income. Without traffic to their sites, they're unable to make a living. More specifically, 42% of food bloggers make money solely from traffic to their blogs, from ads. Talk to any food blogger in today's current environment, and they'll almost certainly tell you they've felt a steep drop in traffic with the rise of AI. This is another harsh reality of AI replacing jobs. It would be especially painful to see AI take away jobs in such a creative space. Artificial intelligence bots will never be able to reproduce the type of content that food bloggers devote their lives to testing, tasting, styling, photographing, etc. It is critical to support your favorite bloggers and recipe developers. In return, you can feel good about knowing the recipes you make
have been professionally tested and vetted. In light of all of the recipe and food blog chat, I thought I'd share the top 10 recipes for June this month at Healthy Girl Kitchen that our community is loving. Loved a recipe? Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on the blog. Your support means everything. Thank you so much. Next, second, from Say Yes to Surf Zine. The Say Yes to Surf Zine, June 15th.